How do we judge the quality of item characteristic curves? Well, the first question you might want to ask yourself is, do we have to judge the quality of item characteristic curves? We can already judge whether a set of items is a Mockin scale on the basis of the scalability coefficient, and the scalability coefficient tells us if a set of items are unidimensional and the items have local stochastic independence. However, judging a Mockin scale is not a single-step process, and the answer is yes, we do have to judge the quality of the item characteristic curves. Because the item characteristic curve is so fundamental to item response theory and to Mockin scaling, we met the item characteristic curve very early in these sessions. So you may want to look back over that material, and specifically to remind yourself what monotone homogeneity is and what double monotonicity is. And I would urge you to read the article by Watson et al. 2012. Items which are not monotonely homogeneous or not doubly monotonous need to be excluded from Mockin scales, and there are various ways of judging this. Before we look at the methods for judging monotone homogeneity and double monotonicity, I want to say a word about dichotomous versus polytomous items. Strictly speaking, double monotonicity only applies to dichotomous items. There's another analogous property for polytomous items, which we'll come to later. That happens to be called invariant item ordering. However, I'll repeat that, strictly speaking, double monotonicity only applies to dichotomous items. However, double monotonicity can be judged in polytomous items for what's called the item step response functions. And this has caused a great deal of confusion amongst Mockin scaling researchers, including me, and there's a paper by Sietsma et al. 2012, which I would urge you to read, which was based on that specific confusion over double monotonicity for dichotomous versus polytomous items. So what is an item step response function? Well, this is not easy to grasp first time you look at it, but an item step response function describes the relationship between the latent trait and the change in score between two responses in a polytomous item. For example, the change in score between strongly agree and agree. So, for example, if you have got three possible responses to an item, for example, yes, don't know, or no, you then have two item steps, from yes to don't know and don't know to no. And likewise, if you have five responses to an item, for example, strongly agree, agree, unsure, disagree, and strongly disagree, you've got four item steps there. So if you have n items, you have n minus one item step response functions. So again, this is addressed in the article by Sietsma et al., and I've provided a very simple YouTube on the item step response function, which you can take a look at. As I've said with many things on the way up to this point in this course, I don't want you to worry too much about that. I want you to be absolutely clear about monotone homogeneity and double monotonicity for dichotomous items, but item step response functions are something that you may pick up more about later as we go through the course. For the time being, I want to focus on how we judge whether items have monotone homogeneity or double monotonicity. And this is down to a combined statistic called CRIT, and it's a combination of several other criteria related to item characteristic curves. It's covered in the article by Van Schuur, specifically on pages 151 to 152, and refers to the original paper there by Molinar and Sietsma from 2000, which is actually the manual for the original Mockin scaling program for Windows version 5, which no longer is available because it doesn't run on modern versions of Windows. I'm not going to refer you specifically to the manual. What Van Schuur says there in a very short paragraph is perfectly adequate. CRIT is generated by statistical packages which we use to run Mockin scaling, as you'll see, but not very much else has been written about it. It's also possible to plot items and item pairs these days Again, this is one of the recent advances in the statistical packages used to analyse Mockin scales, and you can plot the items and visually check for violations of monotone homogeneity and double monotonicity. The point behind all this is that items which violate these two criteria should be removed from Mockin scales.